Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
A swing, and there's a drive. Hit to deep left field. It's a gutter. A home run for Piscotty.
Yesterday, three-run homers. Here's another one. Deep to center field. Get up, baby. Get up. Get up. Three-run home run, and the Cardinals now lead it 4-0. You talk about three-run homers, three yesterday, and another today off the bat of Stephen Piscotty.
Piscotty, strong throw to the plate, and they got it. What a throw by Piscotty from right field.
There's a ball hit in the center field. Way back at the track. It's gone! It's gone! And the Cardinals have tied it up. Stephen Piscotty.
It is a Chris and Amy show on 104.1 FM KMOX. And we go to the guest line this morning because this weekend, on Friday night and on Saturday, you're going to see a lot of this guy and hear a lot from him. Former Cardinals outfielder Stephen Piscotty is with us on KMOX. Stephen, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Good morning. Good to talk with you guys.
It's good to talk to you, too. So it'll be we'll get to the events, everything that's happening Friday and Saturday, right near the ballpark. But let's just talk about you. How are things going? What's been going on?
Yeah, I am, I am busy being a full-time dad. I got three kids, none older than four, so a very busy time, but just loving it, soaking it all up. They say it goes fast, and it does, but yeah, there's not a dull moment in each day right now.
Must be kind of nice to, be in your early 30s and you have all the time in the world to just hang out with the kids.
Yeah, no, it's a huge blessing. They say, having kids is one of the best things in the world, and it's true. It's amazing. It's a lot of work. There's no doubt about it. We're sleepless nights and the tantrums, all that comes with it, but it's just watching them grow up, it's such a special thing. So I feel super blessed to be around, at this time in their life.
And that's such a great thing to be able to do that. But to get to that point, you have to make the decision that you're no longer going to play professional baseball. And it's been a couple of years now since you've been out of the game. Was it difficult to come to that decision?
I don't feel like it was, really much of a decision. I would love to keep playing. I was in AAA the past couple of years, just trying to kind of keep it going as long as I could. And, I'm just getting to that point in my life where, these young guys coming up, they can do some incredible things and just getting a little older. So it just felt like a natural, time to start, thinking about, kind of life after baseball. And so, feel super, super blessed. I have so many great memories, especially in St. Louis, of my career that are fun to reflect back on. Now it's time for something new.
What are some of those moments? I know some will stand out to others, but to you, when you look back at St. Louis, which memories always find their way to the top?
Man, there's so many. I think, you know, what usually pops to the top for me is I had a, you know, a good postseason series. We did lose that series to the Cubs in 2015, but had some success and got that playoff experience in one of the best baseball towns in America. It was something to really experience. And I loved that period of time. You know, my rookie year coming up, making my debut, obviously was super, that's kind of like the dream come true moment. You know, you get your call up and get your first hit or whatever, that sort of stuff. So that also sticks out. And yeah, so there's a lot, but those are some of the top memories.
Talking with Stephen Piscotty, and I'm guessing this is not one of yours, but I know this. I keep getting reminded of it every couple of weeks. And you know what I'm about to say. It keeps showing up in my Instagram feed. That trip around the bases where you get hit by the pitch and you get hit by a ball like three more times. It's just an incredible. Do you get reminded of that a lot?
I
I do?
That to a friend.
Like, you're on Instagram. You're like, damn, do I have to see this again?
Yeah, I get reminded. I joke with people. That's what I'm most known for, is that trip around the bases, because I don't know what the algorithms are, but that seems to pop up quite a bit with people in the baseball community. So yeah, that was a memorable moment as well. No doubt about it.
While it was happening, you had to have been thinking, "Oh, come on, what is going on here?"
Yeah, when I got hit at home plate. Coming around to score, I had a concussion from that.
Yeah.
I think when I hit the ground, but it was just like, what was that? Like, it just, you don't think to get hit in the head by a ball running. Yeah, it might happen while you're at bat or something, but it was just like, what? I didn't know what hit me. I don't know, it was crazy.
Yeah, I and not to harp on it, the one that I. The overlay that I saw, if you're familiar with Scott Sterling, which is kind of like this niche. Yes, that's the one.
That's probably the best edit. Yep. That's a good one.
Scott Sterling, for those who don't know, is a fictional guy, like sports character who's always getting hit. Yeah, he has like really bad luck.
But you're feeling okay now. You're feeling okay now, though, right? Yeah.
Fully recovered. Yes. Good.
Talking with Stephen Piscotty here on KMOX. And on Friday, there is a thing happening at the Cardinals Museum. It's called Flashback Friday. And there will be a conversation with you and a host. And it starts at 4:30. You want to tell us about what will be happening at the Cardinals Museum Friday?
Yeah, just getting together with some folks and just having a conversation and, you know, talking about, you know, my time and kind of reliving that experience. And, I'm super excited for my trip out. It'll be the first time back for me to St. Louis. So I'm super excited, you know, for that event. And there's a few more. But, I'm just excited to get back and kind of see the fans and interact. So it'll be great.
And then Friday night after the game, you'll be part of Live at Lowe's, which is the live broadcast that happens at the Bullock at Lowe's, which is right across the street from the ballpark. And, you know, Mike Claiborne, usually a part of that. So you'll be there for that. Saturday, there is an autograph signing at the Cardinals Museum. It goes on from 10 until noon, and you'll be there as well. So what is it like to come back to Busch Stadium after all this time?
Yeah, it's a good question. I'm not really sure. It'll be, like I said, my first time.
So you have not been back? Okay, yeah.
No, I haven't been. I mean, I've been back when I got traded to the A's. We played in St. Louis, I think it's 2019. So I guess technically, yes, I have. But kind of coming back is, I don't know, post baseball. So I'm sure there'll be some emotion and being back in that park that meant a lot. To me, so I'm excited for it. But I don't really know how it'll sink in. We'll see.
And you know, you mentioned you played for the Oakland A's after being in St. Louis, played there several years actually. And they've had, it's been a really weird thing that's going on with them and now moving to Las Vegas. And I know that playing in Oakland is a different experience than what the guys will be doing when they get to Vegas. But what are your thoughts on all of that, the team move and then playing in a minor league park this year and then, you know, playing in Sacramento this year and then moving to Vegas?
Yeah. You know, it's as a, you know, I grew up out here near Oakland, and that was my hometown team growing up. So for me, it's really sad to see them go. Kind of wish it wasn't happening the way it is. Oakland's a that fan base is pretty special when it's a full ballpark, and so yeah, I don't love it. It is what it is. I got no control over it. I wish the organization well. They treated me exceptionally, and so I'm wishing, you know, those guys well. But yeah, I'm a little sad they're leaving. But just is what it is. I played in Vegas last year in the AAA ballpark, and I know it's it'll be a good baseball town. I think they'll do it right. Yeah, I just wish they weren't going.
Yep. Go ahead, Amy.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is kind of going back to your younger days, but I did want to ask you, you went to Stanford, you grew up in California, you went to Stanford, but you majored in atmospheric and energy engineering. And I was wondering, is that because you were like, if this baseball thing doesn't work out, I want to, because that's not a light degree that you just pick up.
No, it wasn't light. It was when I got there, I was trying to do some sort of business degree, and that specific degree that I was trying to do was just I was in head over heels. It was just like I didn't know what I was doing. I needed to find something, and I was like, okay, this sounds applicable and kind of interesting, and took a few classes. I was like, all right, I can deal with this. So that's kind of how I got to it. But I was definitely kind of trying to figure it out while I was there. But yeah, I kind of learned about solar power and all that type of, you know, batteries, clean energy stuff. I thought that was kind of interesting at the time. And so yeah, that's why I picked that. And I mean, I'm definitely a math and science type of guy, so I needed something like that. And yeah, I enjoyed it.
Well, that's impressive.
And now he's better than us at so many things, baseball and math. I am so bad at math.
I went to Stanford and played Major League Baseball.
I'm rusty. Yeah. I had a times tables test once when I was in third grade, and I was the last one to finish.
Yeah.
And it was embarrassing.
He couldn't go outside.
Steven, everybody got to go to recess, and I had to sit there in the classroom and finish. It was embarrassing. could have used you. Well, it's good to have you back in town. We're looking forward to seeing you here, and we really thank you for being part of the show today, Steven. Thank you for talking with us.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, thanks for having me on. Look forward to getting out that way.
That is Steven Piscotty, former Cardinals outfielder, with us again Friday, the Flashback Friday at Cardinals Museum. It's from 4:30 to 5:15, so a conversation with Steven, that'll be at the museum. Then live at Lowe's Friday night, and that'll be here on KMOX. You can hear it, but you could go to the Bullock at Lowe's right across the street from the ballpark. And then Saturday morning from 10 until noon, it is Saturday signings at the Cardinals Museum. Steven Piscotty will be there again, starts at 10 on Saturday morning. Don't forget, we have Cardinals baseball today. It's coming up like real soon. The pregame show is at 10:45. First pitch at 11:40. Cardinals have a split doubleheader. That's right. Split doubleheaders. Man, if you're working for the team, that sucks. Game, and then you got to wait like 2 hours in between to the next game. Oh, boy. Yeah, split doubleheader today. All of it coming up on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I don't think we talked about this, did we?
We did not. But
okay.
We should.
So last week was the draft, the NFL draft. It started on Thursday and it went through Saturday. And there was a moment when Deion Sanders' son, Shedeur Sanders, who was getting drafted as a quarterback, there were a lot of people thought he was going to go really high in the draft, maybe the first 15. That didn't happen. It took a couple of days before he finally did get drafted. But at one point during the weekend, there was a prank call made to his phone. And all the players that are
potential,
the first potential draft picks, especially the higher up guys, they get a separate phone number that if the call comes to that phone, it is about the draft. So they know it's not a prank call or whatever. Well, the defensive coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons had the list of the new phone numbers. His son, who is 21 years old, happened to be at the house and saw the number on an iPad. He wrote the number down and then prank called Shedeur Sanders to tell him he had been drafted. And it's not good. It's not the first time it's happened.
And that was broadcast, correct?
Well, the kid recorded himself doing it and then posted it, I think, on Instagram.
It's
a really stupid prank. It's happened before.
I think it's cruel.
It's super cruel because
you're vulnerable. You're excited. You're a kid waiting to be drafted.
Yeah, you're waiting for that phone call to find out where you're going. And then some jerk calls and says, you're the number one overall pick. And then turns out you're not. And it's just pretty awful. Again, it's not the first time it's happened. But as far as we know, it's the first time it's happened. And the person who did it posted the whole thing on social media. So there was an investigation done by the NFL, and whatever you think of Shedeur Sanders or his dad and the process, you don't like it, you don't like him, you do like him, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. This is not a good thing. And the investigation found out that the son did it, the son of the defensive coordinator. They have fined the Falcons $250,000. They fined the defensive coordinator $100,000 for this. That is a huge number. And his salary is somewhere around $1.6 million. So still, he can afford to do it.
It's a big number.
It is a big number. And this is what I said when I found out about it. I tweeted about this, that I would love to have been in the room when the dad found out what happened. And he must have been furious.
Yes. My gosh. Yes. So here's the thing. The NFL, if you're wondering, well, okay, if the kid did it, the son, who was, 21 years old?
Yeah.
Not a kid, okay?
No, he's an adult.
Yes. If this guy did it, why were the Atlanta Falcons and the defensive coordinator fined? And that's because the fines were for, quote, failing to prevent the disclosure of confidential information distributed to the club in advance of the NFL draft. This is basic 101 stuff. If the dad left the laptop open on the table, whatever he did so that his son could get the information, 100% careless. It's also the 21-year-old. What an idiot. Like, not only is it juvenile and cruel to pull a prank like that, but not once did he think, you know, I might jeopardize my dad's job with the Atlanta Falcons if I take this confidential NFL information and identify myself by posting this video of Shedeur Sanders being pranked. There are so many levels that are lack of forethought and ignorance on the part of this 21-year-old.
Jax Ulbrich is his name. And he's got to be stupid.
He's got to be stupid.
You have to be. Look,
and selfish. Stupid and selfish. He only thinks about himself, doesn't think about consequences. Because, again, not only is it cruel to Shedeur Sanders, but never once did you think this might look bad for my dad.
That's the thing, right? Yeah, it's cruel for Sanders, and you could feel bad for him or not feel bad for him. It's not a good thing to do. But what about your dad?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're legitimately threatening your father's employment.
If I'm
and I know this, whatever his inheritance is, if I'm dad, I am subtracting $100,000 plus interest.
I might say no inheritance, and you have to still pay me back. Better get a job, Jax.
Dude, that is wild. But anyway, good. Glad that happened. And it's tough because, again, the guy's 21 years old, so he's not a child anymore. So, you know, you can't ground him. Because he's not a child, but you can cut off his funding. I'm cutting off your funding for 5 years.
Do you think that...
You figure it out for 5 years, and then we'll revisit things. Maybe I'll help you.
Do you think Jeff Ulbricht doomed his son when he named him Jax?
No.
says yes.
They probably thought
Have
it was cool.
Have you ever met a Jax that you're like, this guy's on the up and up?
Do I know a Jax?
My brother and I used to have these fake bro, like we would have these fake bro personalities, and mine were a Jax and Kai. I'm Jax. I'm Kai. This is my best friend Kai. I'm Jax.
I know lady named Jax.
Well, is her name Jackie?
It's JAX. I don't know.
It's probably because I have a friend that people will call Jax, but her name's Jackie.
So I don't know what her full name is.
There's
I don't know her that
another
well.
Another woman who makes, she's just a comedian. She's not an influencer because she's a comedian on Instagram. She's pretty funny. She does a lot of boomers on Facebook, but she always has like, my son, Jackson Waxon, has a rash. That's her Facebook post. Jackson Waxon did it again. He's got a rash. What do I do?
This texter wants to know who gets the fine money. Does Sanders get it? I don't think so. I believe it goes to a charity, like NFL charities.
Can I just say this? So, like, this is a failure to protect confidential information. What is it with defensive coordinators and Secretary of Defense that just cannot keep their phones confidential?
This isn't that hard.
It's not, like, literally, defense is in your name. The Secretary of Defense and the Secretary of Defense.
Well, you better do a better job at defending these phone numbers we give you.
What in the world?
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji. We're not with you for that much longer today because we got Cardinals baseball coming up this morning. The pregame show happens at 10:45 on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Okay, interesting question for the two very super single gentlemen in this room with me.
The Kenny Chesney song, Back Where I Come From. That one's great.
What about She Thinks My Tractor Is Sexy?
No, that one's stupid.
So recent research from Date Psychology has found that Gen Z not into asking people out face-to-face. 45% of men ages 18 to 25 have never asked a woman out in person. That's almost
never?
Half.
Wow.
45%, almost half of men ages 18 to 25 have never asked a woman out in person. Most are relying on dating apps. Younger people just use Snapchat. Like they don't ask in person. They just send messages, text, Snapchat, whatever it might be, social media, but not in person. And the study, when looking at the reasons for this, quote, rising social anxiety, fear of rejection, and a growing dependence on screens for conversations. That's horrific.
So
all
is
of this is appalling.
Is this 50% the number of people who have asked somebody out? Because maybe there are just, kids who won't do it.
Who don't ask people out,
at
period.
All. Yeah. You know.
Well, it does say, my guess is that there's follow-up questions because it says most of them are relying on dating apps, DMs, and other forms of digital communication. And I will say this tracks with some of the young people I know, say, did you ask them, on a date? And it's like, yeah, I sent her a message. I'm like, oh, And also, a lot of breakups are happening. In fact, recently, all the breakups I've heard of, because in case you're wondering, where are you hearing of these? There's young people in my life and my family and their friends and people come over to the house and so forth. They happen over text, or it's not even text for them. It's whatever social media app of choice. A lot of times like Snapchat or something like that.
Let me tell you.
And I always say, you know, you should really talk to that person in person.
Well, that's a skill people are losing is face-to-face,
data
right?
Data shows it.
But if it were socially acceptable to break up via text,
yeah.
I think we should go with that. We should go with that forever.
It's not. You know, one of my favorite shows, the name of the show is Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
And there's when Alexis is breaking up with Ted, and they're engaged, and she goes,
why are you?
She goes, what if I... The show has been over for years. She goes, what if I sent him just like the sweetest little text? Like, no, you got to talk to him in person, Alexis. You can't send him the sweetest little text. Because she just didn't want to do it. Couldn't handle it.
Well, it's stressful.
But it's stressful because people don't want to feel uncomfortable. And it's ultimately selfish. If you're breaking up with someone via text or a DM, it's because you're so selfish because you can't woman up or man up to feel uncomfortable for a bit and say, hey, I need to call this off. Grow up.
What I absolutely think is awful is the ghosting thing is when you're having a conversation, mm-hmm. Maybe it's going well for a while, whatever period of time, and then they just vanish. Like just one day they stop talking to you and stop responding.
Because I think ghosting is sometimes useful, but that's generally when you're not in a relationship. It's if someone is like... isn't picking up on the hints you're giving, like, hey, stop reaching out to me.
Ghosting to me would be, it feels like, I mean, you're going back and forth with somebody, you're
gotcha.
Talking with them, you're having conversations.
Kind of flirty.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And then they just, one day, gone. They stop talking to you, everything. And it's, I've never really used a dating app.
Mm-hmm.
I say never really. I've never used a dating mm-hmm. app, but my understanding is it happens a lot there.
Oh, well,
like people
for
who
sure,
are going back and forth. But it could be a thing where
you're having conversations with 10 people, probably.
That's yeah. But don't you think that if you establish a little something with somebody, you should have to say something
so
to them, like,
is,
hey,
yeah.
I'm not going to just vanish on you when it's going really well. Maybe you have gone on a date with them or two.
I don't like, dating apps because it's juggling where the way people use dating apps is you can go on multiple dates with multiple people.
Sure.
So you're in like three or four baby relationships and then you're choosing. It weirds me out. It feels dishonest at best and unfaithful at worst. I know you can say, well, it's only a few dates. Yeah, but it's kind of weird.
I don't think it's weird.
That you're dating four people or five people at once.
I think it'd be more stressful or anxiety-inducing than it is that weird or unfaithful or whatever. Because it's a lot if you're doing that. You got to keep a conversation with four different people going. That has to be awful. That's why I don't do it. Who just kicked in the door? It's Tom Ackerman
bursting
just kicked in the
Studio
door.
B.
He said, hey, it's time for Cardinals pregame. Get out.
Yep.
So you know what? We are going to step away. We'll do that right now. Cardinals play the first in a doubleheader against the Reds. That is coming up in moments. Tom Ackerman has the pregame show. And anything you missed on the Chris and Amy show is on the Odyssey app. Download it and listen. Back with you tomorrow at 9. Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.